KFIZ News Time is coming up on 9:11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Thursday, 14th day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we kick off hour number two of Fond du Lac Today here from the AirTag Heating Studios. We're pleased to be joined by State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt from the 52nd Assembly District. Representative Thiesfeldt joining us this morning to give us some reaction to the State of the State address from earlier this week. We're also going to talk about COVID-19 legislation in the Capitol here this morning. Representative Thiesfeldt, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Spencer.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, as always. Good to chat again here, first time in the new year, and a lot of political news happening, both on a national and a state level here this week. Talk with you, obviously, mostly about the state topics here this morning, and State of the State address given by Governor Evers earlier this week. Before we dive into a few specifics about it, your overall reaction to the governor's speech on Wednesday night?
Well, the immediate reaction isn't necessarily just about the speech itself. It was just the strange circumstances under which it was held. Normally, this is a really big deal, and there are thousands of people that show up at the Capitol, and lots of media there. Lots of applause lines. That's regardless of which political party you're in or your governor is from, it's always an exciting event. But this time it was delivered on a television, and the chambers were largely empty. We had Republicans in the chambers, the Democrats. I'm not sure if they were there or if they were watching on TV in their office. I only saw a couple of them over the course of the day. The usual people there, all the different department heads in the Supreme Court, they, of course, were not in attendance. And it was pretty much just kind of a silent event. So just that whole atmosphere was such a strange experience this time around. So that's probably the biggest thing that I'm going to remember from it, and I look back years from now. As for the content of the governor's speech, it was about a half an hour in length. And as it's no surprise to people, the governor and I have many opposing political stances. And so I didn't really appreciate a great deal about what he had to say in the speech. I put out a press release, said that it's important that the governor lead, because we've seen some serious problems in the 2 years of the Evers administration with his leadership. Probably the most important of those was the failure when he closed the state down and we had massive numbers of people lose their jobs, the failure of his Department of Workforce Development to be able to process unemployment claims in a timely fashion. And that is still a problem to this day. And there were a number of constituents, many who contacted my office with tearful stories of not being able to even get the state agency to even pick up the phone when they called, and just being pushed to the back of the line in spite of the circumstances that they faced, potentially losing their livelihoods, already lost their job, but now faced it losing their car, losing their house, and not having anywhere to go. So that was was and continues to be a terrible situation in the state. And instead of leading in this regard, once again, the governor decided to blame it on a computer program.
The governor called The governor calling for a special session to fix the unemployment situation, the unemployment system, I guess you could say, in Wisconsin. Your take on that call for a special session, is that even going to happen? Is that needed to fix it? What are your thoughts on fixing it, the unemployment system?
Well, when we passed a COVID relief bill in the state back in April, the governor was given all the tools that he needed to solve this problem. And instead, he chose to, as I said, blame it on Republicans and just blame it on the pandemic in general, and blame it on the computer program. And so, you know, the time to work on this, you know, it's nice that he wants to do it now, but he's had plenty of opportunity to do this for months and months and months. So I guess I would be surprised if we actually have a special session. I don't know that anybody really sees the need for it. The need for it was a while back, and he didn't make that move at that point in time for whatever reason. I mean, it was so bad that when the governor finally made the step of dismissing or asking for the resignation of the secretary of the Department of Workforce Development, the media did some digging and found out that when the day that he dismissed him was the first time he had actually met with the man in the entire time that we've had this pandemic that has caused all of these problems. And so, you know, hard to come up with a harder evidence of a lack of leadership than not being even willing to sit down with the person responsible for your department to try to mitigate the problem and give that person some assistance. So that's been incredibly disappointing for people all across the state of Wisconsin, and it certainly has impacted people in the 52nd District here in the Fond du Lac area.
Talking with State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt here this morning, a reaction to the State of the State address from earlier this week. The address was Tuesday, I believe I said Wednesday earlier, so I'll correct myself there. Jeremy, I know you talked about in your press release, your statement yesterday, a lot about education, obviously being the chair of the Education Committee, former educator yourself. It's a position that's near and dear to your heart. Explain your thoughts on Governor Evers and his leadership when it comes to education, if you could.
Well, as we know, Governor Evers previously was superintendent of public instruction. So in other words, he was the top education official in the state of Wisconsin and held that position since, I think, about 2008 or 9, somewhere in that area. And then gave that position up, of course, to when he was elected to be governor. So one would think that there would be a strong education tilt to his administration. Going back to the time that he has been head of the Department of Public Instruction into his governorship, there have been disturbing numbers coming out of the achievement of Wisconsin students, particularly in Milwaukee and Madison and some of our other smaller urban areas. We have the worst racial achievement gap in the country, and reading scores, you know, that's the heart of what it is that causes students to learn effectively and impacts, and what you learn in school, as we all know, impacts you for the rest of your life potentially. And those scores have been flat or declining for years, and states that have been historically lagging behind Wisconsin, particularly Mississippi, which at one time was the laughing stock of education across the country, they are poised to pass Wisconsin in the scores. And this is all on Tony Evers' watch. And so back in the spring, when the pandemic hit, I understand there was a lot of concern and a lot of uncertainty as to what steps should be taken. But one of the first things that the governor did was he shut down the schools in the state. And already at that time, there was evidence coming from foreign countries who had been dealing with this pandemic earlier than we had, that was not necessary, that these countries, particularly the Nordic countries, Scandinavian countries, that they had kept their schools open and had done so effectively. And we since that time have learned that was true, and yet we still have school districts in the state of Wisconsin that have never opened to in-person instruction since last March. And so we need to get these schools open because this is having a devastating impact on kids across the country. Suicide rates are up. I'm starting to see reports of the scores of kids in schools. Just as an example of that, there is a report out of Waukesha where they looked at the different high schools they have in Waukesha, and overall there is an increase of 265% of students who are failing at least one class in comparison to the first quarter of 2019 to the first quarter of 2020. So let me repeat that. A 265% increase of high school students failing at least one class in Waukesha School District compared to last year. That's just stunning. And you can't really point to anything else having caused that other than this shutdown of schools and that this computer model of learning, which I think we all agree is largely ineffective. But why aren't we pushing harder? Why isn't the governor pushing harder to get these kids back in school on a daily basis? About the most biggest comment he has made on this was he was asked about it a few weeks ago, and I think his words were that, well, it's been kind of messy. Well, yeah, I would certainly agree with that. There are schools across the state, I visited them, that have stayed in class instruction this entire school year and have done it effectively. And there is no reason that these kids need to still be kept out of school.
I want to close before we let you go, Jeremy, talking about the COVID-19 legislation. I know the Senate has passed their bill and the Assembly has its own version of the bill. Explain what you're hearing in the Assembly. Is there going to be a middle ground reach between these bills, or is it kind of just stuck in the middle here?
Well, I'm not sure what will happen out of that. The Assembly passed a version. We sent it over to the Senate. We had a number of provisions in it that the Senate stripped out, which were very good provisions. So I'm disappointed they took them out. I mean, an example of what they took out there were a provision that we had for preventing the closing of churches by government officials, preventing the mandatory vaccinations in order to keep your job, or just preventing mandatory vaccinations in general. It also was working towards getting schools open again. The Senate stripped most of those provisions out, and they did get a good liability protection portion of it in, which we had in as well. But we very much would like to see those provisions added back into the bill. And so there are negotiations that are presently going on as to what's going to happen with that, because the bill has to come back to the Assembly now from the Senate since they changed it. So we have to make a decision if we're going to just simply approve the Senate version and send it on to the governor, or if we're going to make some changes to it once again. Preferably, my stance would be that we would add some of these things back in, because I think they're very important.
Very good. State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt joining us here on Fond du Lac today. Jeremy, thanks so much for your time as always. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right, we appreciate Representative Thiesfeldt, his time here on the program here on KFIZ, weighing in on